Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, a purpose alignment coach, and always, most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 3. First of all, thank you for joining me this long. If you're still sticking it out with me throughout episodes 1 and 2, says a lot about you. I mean, you could just be the person that just really wants to be nosy about my life, but I really more so believe that you're the person that wants to learn more about your own. And so you're using my stories, you're using whatever I've done and what I'm telling you, which is all truth, in order to be better for yourself. Kudos to you. Well, here's a quick little lesson. If you listen to the first 2 episodes, you can hear my tone of voice is a little bit different in the first 2 as opposed to this one right here. And why is that? Well, duh, it was my first 2 episodes. So I was a little bit nervous, first of all, to tell you all my business. But secondly, anytime you start anything new, it's going to be scary. I mean, that's just life. Nothing you can do about it other than keep going. So if you made it to number 3, again, kudos to you for sticking it out. Kudos to you for keeping on going. Let's get started. So as you know, in episode number 2, I talked about how I became pregnant twice. I was a teen mom twice. Both my beautiful, beautiful children, which I love so much. They are definitely my world. And as I stated in episode 2, they're also the reasons why I'm living today. Again, let's go back to episode number 1 really quick. I believe it was in that episode where I made a mistake saying something, and I told you guys I would not re-record the podcast. And why is that? Because we're so busy trying to perfect everything, we lose the value of what we're really trying to say. So therefore, please expect there to be noise in the background because I'm sitting in my closet and you may just hear something. I'm doing my best to keep it quiet, but life happens. And please expect that it's not going to be perfect. I'm not looking for this to be perfect. I'm really trying to get a story out here to you guys. I'm really out here trying to save myself and you at the same time and make us better. And in order to become better, we have to just accept the fact that we're not perfect. We have to accept our flaws and our faults and be real people, because people are really looking for the real. No one wants to hear from someone who's such a perfectionist and that they think they know everything. Like, you cannot help me if you know everything. But if you've been through some stuff and I can see that you're honest, then we can talk. Then you've got my attention. So just that's, you know, my quick disclaimer about everything not being perfect in this podcast. And again, that's another reason why I thank you for sticking it out with me, because we've got a journey ahead of us. And my ultimate goal is for us to become better with each and every episode. So, like I stated, I was a teen mom twice. Had my first child at 17. Had my second child at 19. Yeah, pretty young ages to have babies. But I thank God for a foundation of prayer. I thank God that my mom instilled in me having a relationship with God, even though I learned most of that as an adult, and you'll learn that as we go along. But she instilled something in me that made sure that I was smart enough to stick it out with him, even when I didn't want to listen. And God knows I was stubborn, Lord Jesus. But that's just how good our God is, that no matter what, he's always there. That's why I love him over man any day. But being a teen mom was hard. I mean, hard. I'm not going to sit here in front for the non-camera or front for the podcast and act like it was all good and it was all great. No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, I had my first and only shelter experience with my children. Yep, we went through the shelter system. We were on welfare, food stamps, all that stuff. You better believe it. Because I was young. I didn't know much. But I knew that I had to provide for my kids. And so by any means necessary, I did what was necessary. That's just what it is. And so we went through the shelter system. As a matter of fact, our first night in the shelter system was in the Bronx EAU, which is the Emergency Assistance Unit. And our first night there, we actually couldn't even stay because being the person that Christina is, she had to make sure, too, that the dad was able to stay there. I mean, just forget me and the kids. We are family. We've got to be together. And because they wouldn't let him come the first night, we actually ended up staying in a hotel. I had $60 to my name, and I used the entire $60 for us to stay at a hotel. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. If I was a little smarter back then, I would have thought to myself, if he's the man, he should have been providing for us. But of course, me as the nurturer said, don't worry, I've got it. And so we spent our first night there and eventually made it to the EAU in the Bronx. Going through that process, we ended up going to another shelter in Queens. We were there for a couple of months, very uncomfortable. It was just dirty and nasty. I went through a couple of uncomfortable situations there that I'd rather not discuss on here. I mean, I do plan on writing a book. And so if you really want to know the story, you'll buy the book. But I went through some uncomfortable situations with my two young children. Gosh, no wonder why they're so strong today. Thank you, God, for my children. But on top of all that, the father of these children decided he was going to cheat on me. I mean, I did tell you in the episode number 2 that after I had my daughter, he went and had a child with someone else. But I took him back and we had a son, went through the shelter system, and he turned around and had another baby with the same someone else. How could you be so foolish, Christina? Like, really? But that's just what love does. It's blind if you don't realize that it's not real love. At least not the healthy type of love. It's more of a very unhealthy, degrading, depressive, love. Glad I learned a lot from there. So I went through these systems. I was able to hold down a job, me by myself, because he didn't do anything. I mean, he stayed home and watched the kids. So that was kind of sort of what I thought at the time. Okay. Going through the shelter system, ended up getting a house afterwards. Well, we had an apartment and then a house. Let me just make sure I give you the right timeline. So we did get an apartment, but then I also ended up getting a house. Wait, no, that's backwards. Actually, we had the house, then the shelter, then the apartment. Wow, been through a lot. Jeez. Anyway. Yes, I remember the story with the house now. We ended up losing the house. That'll be in the book. I can't go into those type of details right now. But from the shelter, ended up getting some housing assistance, got an apartment in Queens. And it was just the same thing. You know, he had his moments where he was good, but I loved him. So I'm just going to stick it out, right? Because he loves me too. And we have these kids together. And as long as we have these kids together, he's going to come through. He's going to make it better. He's going to make it right. You know, that's not what happened. As a matter of fact, the relationship became pretty darn abusive. And I'm not going to tell a lie. I had my moments where I was fighting. So it's not to say that he was just abusive. I was abusive too. See, that's the thing. Sometimes we don't want to tell the truth. We want to blame it all on the other person. Now, I am not saying that I deserved any of the things that he did to me, but I am admitting to the fact that I was imperfect too, and I could have been better. Shoot, I could have just left. How about that? And I didn't do that. So, ladies and men, if you're listening to this right now and there's any part of abuse, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, whatever abuse you're going through in your relationship, it is not worth it and it sure ain't love. Please reevaluate the relationships that you're in. And ladies, don't think for a second that kids with a man is going to keep him around. That is not the truth. If a man truly loves and adores you, he should treat you like the queen that you are. And if it's anything below that, you don't belong there. Wear your crown, ladies. Wear your crown, kings. Don't allow anyone to abuse you, and don't allow anyone to misuse you. It's not worth it. I eventually got out of that relationship years later. I mean, it took a very long time. I remember family members just doing their best to get me out of this bad relationship, and I was just so blind, and it was bad, guys, like really, really bad. But moving forward, I learned a lot. I learned my value. I learned that I'm worth it. And yes, it took me a very long time. I mean, years to figure that out. I mean, to figure it out to the fullest extent, that's still an ongoing thing. I think that no matter where you go in life, you're always going to be learning more about you and what you deserve. But compared to 20 years ago to where I am right now, I know for a fact I'm worth 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000 times more than what I dealt with back then. So I thank God for deliverance, and I thank God for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Oh my goodness. Wisdom will get you further than anything in life. And pray for a spirit of discernment. Think about it. What relationship are you in right now? Is it healthy? Is it lifting you up? Just today, I was on a call with my mentors, and I heard one of my mentors and my brother, he said something so powerful about relationships and who you surround yourself with. And it's not just the attraction man to woman, or, you know, the relationships that you're in romantically, but even the relationships that you're in platonically, like your friendships. Are they helping you to level up? Are they helping you to be your best? How healthy are these relationships? Look at your life. Do you know that when you look at the people that you're surrounding yourself with, if you surround yourself with 10 bums, you're number 11. Imagine if you're surrounding yourself with 10 influential, powerful, phenomenal people who want to see you do better, who want to uplift you. And let's take it back to the romantic relationships. Are you in a relationship with someone romantically who is not helping you to be your best, who is not supportive, who doesn't look at you as the king or the queen that you are? If you're not, you may want to rethink that too. And I'm not saying for you to break up with anyone. That is not what we're promoting here. What I'm saying is to evaluate your relationships. And you may have to have a conversation with someone and say, hey, let's talk. Because they may not even realize too that they're not doing their best to help you level up. And that could possibly be because they don't know any better. So take a moment to think about your relationships today. See, me being a single mom and going through an abusive relationship in my past really helps me to level up and really helps me to evaluate the relationships that I have today. I am very, very, very strict with my energy. And if our energies don't flow, you got to go. That's it for now. But think about those relationships. We'll talk more in episode number 4. And don't forget, you can always find me on thechristinadanielle.com and on Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle, and on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Can't wait to talk to you guys in episode number 4. I'm just going to go forward and we're going to talk a little bit about the brand that I have. Matter of fact, we may even talk about the trip that I just came back from. Oh, guys, my birthday just passed. Oh, yeah, I think we'll talk about that. That's going to be pretty interesting. Love and blessings. Until next time, speak to you soon. Later.